federal lawsuit is taking aim at a group of Tennessee charities that officials say siphoned off money meant for cancer patients and their families. The Knoxville-based Cancer Fund of America and three related charities are accused of diverting 85% of their donations. Altogether, the charities brought in more than $187 million, much of which was spent on perks like jet ski rentals, cruises, and concert tickets, says Tennessee Secretary of State Trey Hargett.
Sometimes they would even use it to fund lavish trips to Disney World instead of supporting patients they claim to help. This fraud will not be tolerated in Tennessee or anywhere else.
The Cancer Fund first came to prominence in 2013, when the Tampa Bay Times named it the second worst charity in America. The newspaper says donors were told their money would be spent on items like clothes and toiletries for cancer patients, as well as hospice treatments for dying children. Instead, patients and their families were given Little Debbie snack cakes and sample-size soaps. Two of the Cancer Fund's charities have already agreed to settle the complaints against them. Proceeds will be redirected to legitimate nonprofits. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.